This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the seven wealthiest democracies met in person for the first time since before the coronavirus pandemic Friday, with the aim of leading the global fight against the virus and building back better toward a greener, more prosperous, and equitable future. The summit's host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said the leaders needed to make sure they learned the lessons of the coronavirus pandemic and do not repeat past mistakes. Johnson said the G7 would announce a plan to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries, including 100 million doses from Britain and 500 million from the United States. Later, the leaders attended a reception with the British royal family, where the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, encouraged the leaders to focus on climate change and preserving the planet. Climate change, the world economy, and relations with Russia and China are expected as part of the agenda as the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, Germany, the United States, Italy, and Japan continue their summit through Sunday. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The teenager who pulled out her cell phone and recorded the police restraint and death of George Floyd last May has been awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Darnella Frazier was cited for courageously recording the murder of George Floyd and highlighting the crucial role of citizens in journalists' quest for truth and justice. Frazier was 17 when she recorded Floyd's death in May of last year at the hands of Minneapolis police and later posted it on Facebook. She testified at the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin about what she saw.
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life.
The Star Tribune of Minneapolis won a Pulitzer Prize for breaking news for its coverage of George Floyd's death. I'm Ed Donahue.
The outgoing chief of Israel's Secret Service has given the closest acknowledgement so far that Israel was behind the recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and a military scientist. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Yossi Cohen from Israel's Mossad intelligence agency told Israel's Channel 12 that the Iranian Natanz nuclear base doesn't look like it used to. Cohen did not directly claim the attacks, but his specificity gave the closest suggestion so far that Israel had a hand in them. They also discussed the November killing of the Iranian scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, responsible for building Iran's military nuclear program decades ago. While Cohen on camera doesn't claim the killing, in a segment of the program, the journalist who conducted the interview described Cohen as having personally signed off on the entire campaign. I'm Karen Chamas.
Germany's foreign minister said Friday his country will lift its pandemic travel warning for most nations on July 1st, bringing back more normalcy as citizens are increasingly vaccinated against COVID-19. However, restrictions remain in place for countries with higher levels of infection or where virus variants are circulating, such as Britain or India. Germany has, in recent weeks, eased most curbs, including allowing shops and restaurants to reopen. But rules on mask wearing in shops, regular tests for school children, and employees working from home remain in place. Officials say at least 23 people died and more than 40 others were injured when a bus overturned in southwestern Pakistan and fell into a ravine. The accident happened Friday in the Khuzdar district of Baluchistan province. The bus was overcrowded with some passengers riding on its roof when it overturned, according to a deputy commissioner in the district. The passengers were pilgrims returning to Dadu in Sindh province after visiting the shrine of a Sufi saint. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.